University poll finds 52% of voters favor building a wall. South Korea's military says that North Korea has fired off more cruise missiles into the sea, another test of those missiles. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 48 points, NASDAQ is off 41. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest today is Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill was the former representative of District 1 in the Florida Legislature. We're delighted that he's taken time out of a busy schedule to be with us. But before we get back with him, we have a caller on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes. I was listening. You're dead on point. And I wish, well, I am a black man. I'm going on 70. But I wish we could study the history. When the 13 colonies came into existence, the Democrats came from the South to keep slavery so everybody could be connected. And I listened to our press secretary, John Chiapion, whatever you call her name.
Yeah.
And then she sounded like Biden, talking about giving sympathy to the soldiers that passed and all that. And I'm listening to her voice, and I'm like, what the heck? But I'm going to tell you, Pastor, it is so true. And Congressman, it is so true. It's Biden. Not him by itself. But I tell you, George Soros, oh man, it's all of them. The elite want to take down America. Mm-hmm. And they've let so many in here now, because I remember I heard a report about Texas. Got, I think it was 300 terrorists on the watch list, arrested them. And just think about the ones they didn't catch. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, if Trump wins, they're going to have a coordinated attack on America, I believe.
Well, Kenneth, I believe you're exactly right, spot on with your observation of that. We're watching a planned, coordinated effort to overthrow and destroy America. You recall, it was Barack Hussein Obama that said that he would fundamentally change America. We're watching Obama in his third term, through the puppet Joe Biden, carrying out his plans to fundamentally change America. When you look at going back to the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party has always been against the black man, always been against the black man having rights and freedoms to even vote. It goes back to the Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, promulgated and pushed by the Democratic Party to destroy human life. And so we're finding that being carried out today. And yet it amazes me the number that want to stick to the Democratic Party, because they do not recognize apparently that it has totally had a tectonic shift and it's not what they say that it is. In fact, the Democratic Party today, I call it the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party, because it has nothing to do with rights and freedoms, has nothing to do with our constitutional republic, but it has to do with, and I can say this as a summary of it, I believe the Democratic Party today would be willing to burn America down if they could rule over the ashes. That's where we stand today with it. And so it deserves our prayer, our interest, our concern. Yeah. And as I tell people, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, while we yet have the liberties and the freedoms to do so. Kenneth, you're exactly right.
And you know what? I'm going to add it to you.
All right.
Dr. Young, I'm telling you, if the Republican Party, because it's all about money, the rhinos don't start getting on board, they start, you know, stop washing one hand, wash the other, we are in trouble.
Absolutely. It deserves our prayer and our intentional involvement. Kenneth, thank you so much. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today about the question. I call it a very serious question, a very serious issue. The issue is, can America survive? Have we gone too far to be able to bring it back? And I'm looking at a headline. And by the way, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1, the state of Florida. Congressman, I'm looking at a headline. Will we have a nation left for Trump to fix? Says the more Biden does, the more we don't recognize America. And it's a pretty lengthy article in relationship to the condition of our nation and what is taking place with it. So with that being said, let's picture with the illegal invaders that's in America now, and the pressure on our educational system, our medical system, just our social system altogether. Recently read an article about a hospital in Houston, Texas, that says it no longer has the funds to treat regular patients, because in each month they're having to treat about 20 plus thousand illegal invaders with medical needs to meet those medical needs. So with that being said, is it possible that we will have such a crush on our social system in America that we will literally implode as a nation? Going back to that headline, will we have a nation left for Trump to fix? How do you respond to a statement like that, or that question, Congressman?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, you mentioned how there's that hospital in Houston that says they can't treat all the patients because of the illegal aliens who are pouring in. Denver also, recently I read an article, a hospital in Denver said the same thing, that they can't treat all their patients because of the huge number of illegals that have moved into Denver. And there was a school superintendent who said that there are somewhere between 8 to 10 new students daily coming into their school system who can't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And they're primarily Venezuelans who are coming in, can't speak English. He says, we can't take in all of these people. And again, this is intentional by the Biden administration. And the question, the answer to the question, can we save America? Will there be America to save when President Trump gets back in office? I believe the answer is yes, Dr. Youngblood. And the reason I say that is what gives me such great hope is not only the living God of whom we serve, but whenever you see a conservative rally, whether it's led by President Trump, but primarily by President Trump, or any other conservative, there are huge crowds which attend these rallies, which attend these events. And those are all people, American people, who love freedom. And says, no, you are not going to come in and do this. What we have to do, Dr. Youngblood, is as a nation, we the people, we must push back. And that's why I am so pleased to see these governors, as you mentioned, from these 26 other states coming to the defense of Texas and actually sending, some states are actually sending their National Guards there to help protect the border. My question to Governor Abbott is, what took you so long? Why did you wait 3 years into this invasion before you decided to do that? I know they've had the floats in the Rio Grande River to block the illegals coming in. That's been there for a number of months. They were told to take those down by the Biden administration, and that decision was confirmed by the Supreme Court. Utterly unbelievable. And you ask the question, how could the Supreme Court come to that conclusion? They only read the part of the Constitution where it said that the federal government will have the authority to protect the state's borders, and then they stopped. They know they could go beyond that. They're not stupid, and all the staff who works with them also are not stupid. They know that if you read a little further, you'll be able to see where the states have the constitutional right to protect themselves from an invasion. And but they knowingly and willingly did not go that far. They only went to the part of the Constitution that says the federal government is to protect the states from invasion. And they stopped right there and made that insane decision. I would say this about our Supreme Court, Dr. Youngblood, that whatever side Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito are on, I'm on that side.
Amen.
Those two are always right because they believe in and adhere to the Constitution and their oath of office, which compels them to do so. What we need to have, not only at the Supreme Court level, but at more of the federal court levels, we need to have Congress, we need to have state legislators impeaching more of these judges who directly violate their oath of office.
I agree.
Once you start doing that, that will send a message to let those others know you better stick to your oath of office or we will impeach you also. Now, having said that, I heard just this morning that a Republican committee has passed, and it will go to the floor now, to the House floor, in articles of impeachment for Secretary Mayorkas. They're saying this is the first time someone at a cabinet level has been impeached in like 150 years. And I say, okay, good thing, but you went after the wrong person.
That's right.
You should have gone after Biden. Mm-hmm. If Mayorkas wasn't there, whoever was there would be doing the same thing. Mayorkas is just following orders. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's violating what he is supposed to be doing. He's not following the law that Congress has passed, but he's just doing what he is told to do. And he's not the only secretary level person who should also face articles of impeachment. There's that Pete Buttigieg or whatever.
Yeah,
he should be also. No, there's the energy secretary who was a former governor. I forget her name at this time. She should be also. So you should go to the top. Biden is the one who is giving them those orders, and he's taking his orders from Obama, who is taking his orders from the United Nations, from the globalists, from the Council on Foreign Relations. The nation is in a mess right now, Dr. Youngblood, but it is salvageable. President Trump has to get elected, and we'll turn this whole thing around. It's going to be a battle. I hope it doesn't get violent like it did last time with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It could be worse than that now because of all the illegal aliens, the terrorists who they have let in intentionally, so that when Trump does get elected, it will be worse. But we as Americans, we're going to have to fight to save this nation. We're going to have to fight to stand up for what God has given us. And this is nothing new, Dr. Youngblood. Nations have had to fight for their existence before against communism, against dictators, and we're going to have to do that in America also. We're still a young nation, relatively, to other nations. We fought a civil war once. We might have to fight again. I pray to God we don't have to, but we are going to have to defend this nation.
Absolutely. Congressman, with saying that, you know, we just had three American soldiers. In fact, I find it ironic that they were all three from Georgia. They were all three called up as, they were in service. That's right. They were called up. All three of them were killed. And I believe it was 34 others injured. Would you consider that an act of war against America?
Absolutely. And another sad part is two of them were women who were killed. And first of all, I'll just kind of step back and look at a broader picture. Women should not be in combat areas, Dr. Youngblood.
I agree.
Plain and simple, they should not be there. And here these women were, they're placed in these combat areas, and they were attacked. Yes, that is an act of war. But then we hear this Kirby guy, I forget even what his title is, a former general in the military who's a Democrat hack. It came out with the statement that we do not want to escalate things with Iran. The question is, why not? How many times do you have to get hit over the head? How many other American troops have to be killed before you are going to take a stand and stop this, to retaliate? We need to respond just like Israel responded against Hamas.
Absolutely.
You go in and say, okay, you started this. We are going to end it. We're going to take out your ability to do this. And that's what our response should be. However, we have a Secretary of Defense, this feckless Lloyd Austin, this incompetent person who shouldn't even be there, who's more concerned with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and with transgenderism and climate change than he is having a force that is ready to defend this nation. And all of that is going to have to be quickly turned around once Trump gets back into office.
Absolutely. I'm looking at a headline that correlates with what you just said. It says, war with Iran? Question mark. Three Americans killed in a strike. 170 attacks on U.S. military bases so far. And yet, Biden says, and I'm quoting now from this article, Biden simply says, and we shall respond. Had that been Donald Trump in office when that took place, we wouldn't have to wonder when and if there would have been major retaliation to protect America and to say, you can't do that to us again. I think that we are being shown as feckless and weak. I believe that we're being laughed at by other nations, and it's causing more and more of the aggression against America as a result of our sense of being weak and feckless in a response to their attacks on us. Congressman, hold your thoughts for a moment. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello to both of you. I wanted to make a comment and also ask a question. Do you remember the pork chop game? The 20 Democrats from party legislators that was here in North Florida, and they worked together to dominate the Florida legislature, and also too to maintain segregation, and also to keep a hold upon the people that's in the rural area. And I believe that's why so many people, and now I can say black, white, Mexican, or whatever, have like a chain around their neck from in the rural areas. Now, heroin can get there, but the education and the knowledge of the Democrats, not many people know about the pork chop gang, and they were bad Democrats. But it's not just here in Florida, it's in other rural countries. And I believe some of the campgrounds for Mexican sharecroppers who work like in Candor and stuff like that in North Carolina, that we can even have militants hidden in the campgrounds, and the other people that live outside the campground are afraid to go out of the Democratic realm and don't know how much is hurting them.
Yes. Terry, hold your thought for a moment and let Congressman Hill respond to that question.
Okay.
Well, I'll have to admit, I'm not familiar with the pork chop gang. I'm not familiar with them at all. But I'll tell you what, I can say that anything that Democrats are involved in, it's on the wrong side, period. Yes. Even if their intentions are good, it's the wrong side. I'll give you an example. They want to do what they call affordable housing. They want to give everyone a living wage. Those might have good intentions, but it's the wrong side. You have to let free market capitalism work, and it does work. It's proven to work. These socialist, communist, dictates that the Democrats want to do, they always, always fail. And that's not my opinion. We have historical proof, evidence of that. They always fail. And for you to think that you're going to be smart enough to make it work this time is foolishness. It's going to fail again. Anything Democrats are involved in, it's on the wrong side.
Absolutely. Does that response answer your question, Terry?
Yes, but also, too, you know, like the 9/11, what they used was the gasoline and the airplane. What can the United States use as a vehicle? Because they tore it down, 9/11. But what can we do to tear them down with what we got? Can we not enlist prisoners? Can we not enlist people that are on the streets, like to have a, they're giving out these Obama phones. Is there any way to put on the corners, do you want to enlist? Do you want to help America? Is there anything we can do to even get more soldiers in? Yes, women should not be in combat, but we got too many men out here in prison, in jail, incarcerated, and women are willing to fight. What can we do to get more soldiers, to get more people to help fight for our country?
Terry, I hear the passion in your voice, and you're exactly right. I've used the illustration we have many times in our churches today, for example, where women are taking the leadership role because, if I can be plain and blunt, because of the sorry, weak, spineless men that won't step up to the plate and carry the ball as they should, and be responsible for carrying out the leadership role. God called the man to be the head of the home, to be the head of government, to be head of the church. And we've reversed that now. And as a result of that, we're seeing a weak, feckless response. But there's a partial element of what you're saying that may be workable. Let's just say, okay, you want to shorten your prison term? You got a 2-year stint in the Army. Put them through all the boot camp and let it be carried out that way. I believe that would be wise. But thank you, Terry, for your call. Congressman Hill, we've got just a few minutes to wrap up, and let me make a major transition with our thinking. With the January 6th fiasco, they've discovered now, as you perhaps are familiar with, that at least 206 federal agents were embedded in the January 6th riots. Out of the 206, multitudes of them were already in the Capitol wearing MAGA hats and Trump regalia, and they were directing the people, come on in, come on in. Do you see that as a federal entrapment? And if so, what do you think the decision? I'm looking at an article where there's a case that is coming before the Supreme Court any day now, and the Supreme Court will have to make a decision on whether January the 6th was an entrapment or whether it was something that took place without that involvement. Are you familiar with that case, and what do you think the outcome should be? I'm looking at the headline. Yeah. Says, January 6th convicts get out of jail as Supremes consider the Fed's schemes. Talk to that, address that for a moment.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, it's becoming more and more obvious that it was a government entrapment scheme, which has allowed so many January 6th prisoners to be in jail, to be incarcerated, when they did nothing wrong. There were some who weren't even on the grounds, but they were in the area, who are now being arrested, who are now going before a trial. And it's going before the Supreme Court. I don't hold my breath for anything that goes before that Supreme Court, because if they were going to do what is right, what is justified, what is righteous, of course they are going to look at the evidence like we all see and say that those people were entrapped. And not only should they be released, but those judges who were intentional in their acts of sentencing those people, first finding them guilty and then sentencing them to any length of time at all, those judges should be held accountable also, including Absolutely. Facing impeachment. They should not get away with their actions, because they knew what they were doing was to try and build this false narrative of an insurrection so that they can say President Trump led an insurrection, which according to our Constitution would make him ineligible to run for office, like we're seeing in some of these states where they're trying to take him off the ballot. But thank goodness the courts are saying, no, there's no evidence. He hasn't been tried for that or convicted of it, of an insurrection. So you Absolutely. Can't do that. But it's insane that they would even push that narrative to do it. So yes. This going before the Supreme Court, saying that there is evidence of government entrapment, the right thing would be to say, yes, there was, release those prisoners. But again, I won't hold my breath with this group. You never know.
Yes, we got about 8 seconds, Congressman. I know that's short. What is your final word to our Christians and conservatives? How should we then live?
We should always be thankful and grateful for the Lord God Almighty, Amen. Praising Him always with yes. thanksgiving. That is what's going to save this nation, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological.